welcome to the B-side. This is Adam, joined by Steve. As always, we have another listener question, which means we have listeners still.
Still have listeners.
Still have listeners. It's a good thing. This one, it was a little longer, but I think we've narrowed it down to what the question is. And it is, if Satan is ultimately going to be defeated, why does he even bother trying to gather more recruits, gather more troops to bug us?
Fight the battle.
To fight the battle in the end. So why does Satan bother us when he knows the ultimate outcome?
Yeah, you know what? Interesting question. I can't really point you to a Bible verse that says this is Satan's motivation and thought process. Okay. So we have to like recognize here. Like I want to be to differentiate when I'm quoting biblical passages and say I know this for certain because this is what it says. And then there's other times when we're like, well, the Bible doesn't directly answer that, so we have to, if we want an answer, it's a hesitant speculation, it's guesswork based on, we know this, this, and this, but we don't know that, but based on this, this, and this, I can say maybe this, right?
It partially comes out of silence.
Yeah, so we're never really given much about, like, what's the thought process of Satan, which is kind of what we're asking. And I feel like the way to understand why is we need to understand a little bit more, perhaps, about the nature of sin and the way it corrupts our thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe what we're assuming when we ask this question is that Satan is completely rational, clear-minded, objective, and fair, and weighing all the evidence, he's thought it all through and made a very objective, fair, wise, shrewd decision based on I think we have to recognize the way that sin destroys our ability to think and clearly and objectively. It distorts our thinking. So here's the word of the day.
Okay.
Is theologians would say this has to do with the noetic effects of the fall. Noetic is like N-O-E-T-I-C. And it means that the fall, sin entering the world, has affected our thinking. Somehow I think noetic is connected to thinking.
I just think noethics, not noetic. Sure. But
noetic. I'm going to look it up.
Noetic.
What does that word mean?
The noetic thought process. I don't believe I...
I'm not making it up.
I don't think that one came across any of noetic. My theology exams.
Dictionary. It's an adjective relating to mental activity or the intellect.
Hmm.
Word of the day, noetic.
Noetic.
So theologians talk about the noetic effects of the fall, meaning the fall
screws with your mind.
Sin. It. We're not thinking clearly. Yep. It affects the sin. Not only affects our desires. We get that. It causes us to, you know, because we live in a sinful world. Mm-hmm. I have a sinful nature. That means I've got this bent. I like to think of it as a disease that is corrupted, and it's corrupted my desires. Mm-hmm. I lust, I greed, I desire things that I shouldn't desire, that aren't good, that are harmful. But, and that's we would recognize that we've got these desires within us, and everyone would think of, oh, I've got sinful desires. But we're pointing out here, not only has sin tainted our desires, our emotions, but also our thinking. We aren't thinking clearly. Our thought process has been shaped by the fall.
Correct.
So, that's true. We aren't always, the math isn't always adding up. We aren't able to think clearly and fairly, and that makes sense. You know, nobody goes around going, well, weighing it all together, I've looked objectively at the pros and cons of having an affair, and I've decided that, yes, it is in my best interest, long-term, and the benefit of the community, the world at large, to have this affair. Like, we don't think things through. Our thoughts have been corrupted to one degree or another. And so, okay, recognizing sin isn't just a decision we make. It's a force that compels us. And
I only
have
this 24-pack of beer, but I'm fine to drive.
So. I've thought it all through.
I've thought it all through. I'm totally rational right now.
I think we have, what is Satan thinking? I don't know if he is. Like, evil people that are that consumed by evil, the spiritual powers and the adversary of God, I'm not sure he is thinking clearly.
Maybe he's drunk on his own pride.
This is what sin does. Yeah. It causes us to, get drunk on our own pride. We recognize it in our life, how much more so one who's been opposing God forever, not forever, clearly not forever, but for a extremely long, unknown amount of time. Sin causes us to think and act as if we are God. Mm-hmm. Sin causes corruption of the mind. So in fact, I remember doing a paper in a class on the theology of the Pentateuch, tracing every occurrence of the idea of sin throughout the Pentateuch. It was like this 20-page paper I wrote for part of my master's degree. And I argued from the text that the Pentateuch is portraying sin as pseudo-wisdom. It looks like wisdom, but is actually foolishness. There's a lot more to be said about sin in the Bible, but one of the things is that, so going all the way back to the garden, and it seems wise to Adam and Eve to eat the fruit. It seems like this is a wise and good thing, but it's actually the most foolish thing.
Sin, and so, the ultimate bait and switch.
Yeah, it's the ultimate. So, why does
delusion?
Delusion. We shouldn't assume there's clear rational thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is what sin does: is it corrupts our thoughts, it corrupts our desires, and so I just think, perhaps not knowing, not having I have Bible verses about what sin is. I don't have Bible verses about the thought process of Satan, but knowing kind of what I know about sin, I would guess that Satan is horribly corrupted in his thinking and is so delusional. Perhaps he actually thinks
he has a chance. He
will win.
Yeah.
Perhaps he views himself as successful. Perhaps he views himself as, look at the influence he's having in the world, not recognizing or not even believing that everything he does is under the sovereignty of God and that his future is doomed, but going, look, I'm winning. Look at the corruption and evil. Look at all the people that don't follow God's ways. Look how sin and death and decay are spreading. Look, I'm overthrowing the rule of God. Look at all those who, I don't know, but I think perhaps it goes down to sin has so diluted his thinking. We see great dictators in history who do the same thing. They view themselves as a god, drunk on their own power and pride, and feel justified in what they do, and that they're going to accomplish this, that, and the other thing. And in the end, history and context, and we go, they are pure evil. Like, look at the evil that causes this regime and the things that they're doing, and somehow they justify it. So I think all of that's at play. That's just my guess, is that all of that is at play. Satan doesn't really believe he's going down, because in the end, you read the end of Revelation, the dragon is still gathering the troops to fight and thinks he can win and is probably shocked by the outcome. And Satan, you can go back to Genesis, flipping from one end of the Bible to the other. Modus operandi begins with undermining the very word of God. Did God really say? And so deceit is crucial. And we even see in humans, sometimes those so committed to deceit deceive themselves. So immersed in a deceitful lifestyle, they have a difficult time even figuring out what truth and lie is for themselves. So perhaps one who is, called the father of lies and so committed to deceit, portraying their way and their questions and their thoughts as goodness when they're really evil, and perhaps self-deception is at play here.
It's like Shutter Island. Can you see that movie?
No idea what you're talking
about. Okay. Leo DiCaprio, Shutter Island. It's all about
Are you
that.
Recommending this, or are you think it through?
There's no nudity in it. There is some language. Movie reviews on another podcast. Parent guide it. Watch at your own discretion.
You accidentally walked into a movie review, Adam.
Sorry.
I didn't Recorded mean to. Live.
Well,
why does Satan do what he does? I don't know. But I think sin is so corrupting that I can see it very well in something like, you know, satanic mm-hmm. powers, evil powers, actually thinking that they're going to win, or they are being successful, yeah. or this is justified, and none of us are objective.
Sinful circumstances how much more all so. Around us where yeah. we're justifying, it's okay if I call him a name, he called me a name first.
Yeah, and we feel vindicated in our evil. And we see that in humans,
mm-hmm.
the noetic effects of the fall. So how much more so, I imagine, it would be true for those who have been committed to evil, spiritual powers that have rebelled against God completely, and the goodness and grace of God is totally void from their thinking. Like, how much more so when God's common grace is not helping, shaping. So back-to-back B-sides on evil spiritual powers.
Yeah.
That's great.
Helpful.
Let's mix it up.
Yeah. Let's go happy. Think happy thoughts. I like it. We do like your questions. We want more of them. bside@tachurch.ca from Adam and Steve.
We're open to questions that are not about Satan.
Movie reviews. I don't know. Before my time, there was theology at the movies or something like that.
We did it once. We played Les Mis
yes.
on the big screen when it came out, and I talked about it one night. I think that might have been the only time we did that. Because it ended up being like, the movie was like,
well, as previously almost discussed, 3 hours. As previously discussed, we can't do it with Star Wars.
You also have to, yeah, it's a Buddhist film. You also have to pay, like, license the film. So mm-hmm. you got to factor that in. Do you really want to license this film?
Huh. The things you don't think
about. You don't think about that. But, like, I'm not allowed to just show on a big screen copyrighted films. That's kind of illegal.
Unless
when you buy it, it's for home viewing.
Unless you're delusional from sin and justifying it.
Yeah, then you've got some other issues.
Yeah. Perfect. Again, we appreciate it. Send your questions, bside@tachurch.ca. For Adam and Steve, we'll talk to you soon.
See ya.